much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on what is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Boy, the weather could not be nicer. And if you get a chance at some point today or tomorrow, enjoy it. Low to mid 80s, which you just don't run into very often in August. So enjoy it while it lasts. Let's do a little roll call right off the bat. Let's check in with Watson Brown, who is traveling back up toward the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm great. Headed back toward the plateau, as you said. Wasn't it neat to get to eat lunch with Doug Jones, a great friend of ours today? And it was neat to see Terry Reeves, an old former teammate of mine. And so it was a neat lunch. Enjoyed doing it.
Oh, I did too. That was a lot of fun. Old Hickory Country Club, the place for this high-level meeting, and the country club appears to have somehow withstood it.
Somehow, some way. We'll see if it makes it for another day. I don't know. It may still collapse after they get rid of us.
Absolutely. Let's check in now to the north up in Westmoreland, Tennessee. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, joining us. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. You ready and raring to go?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's get this show on the road with good news. Well, it started out a little shaky. The Predators in Game 2 committed a penalty 7 seconds in, but then were able to withstand an Arizona attack. And the Predators have scored twice within about a four-minute period. Nick Bonino, his 19th career postseason goal to give the Predators a 1-0 lead. And then Ryan Johansson on an absolute gift to make it 2-0. Goaltender let it slide through the five hole. Whatever the case, who cares how it happens? 2-0 Nashville, 6 minutes to go in the first period. Watson, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. A really good start that might at least early take the pressure off what feels like a do-or-die kind of game for them.
Yeah, you get in these big games like that, George, you just make it just so important to get off to a good start. So I think that'll make them relax a little bit. Who did they start as on the goal?
UC Saros, and he came up big. Watson, right after the Preds got the 1-0 lead on Bonino's goal, he stopped five in a row within about a 45-second period where he got absolutely pummeled. And came up snake eyes, beautiful exhibition of goaltending. My guess is that they will start Pekka tomorrow, but my guess also is that he will be on a very short leash no matter what, because in a five-game series, you cannot have a goaltender fall apart, and he has been prone to doing that in the past. He also, when he's on his A game, has come up brilliant. So we just wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But I think it tells us that they do believe in Saros, and they didn't feel like that this was the first loss was had anything to do with him. So they came back with him as the starter in the second game, because it would have been easy to flip-flop that right there. So that's interesting. That's what they did.
Terry, have you gotten to see any of this?
I have not, but that is certainly good news that they are out to a 2-0 lead in a game that they desperately have to have.
We've got a television on in the studio, and so throughout our broadcast today, we will keep you updated on exactly what is going on. At the moment, 5:08 to play, first period, Preds up 2-0. Here's the rest of the scoreboard all over the country. The Islanders beat Florida earlier this morning 4-2. Barry Trotz's team now has a 2-0 lead in the best of five series. They were a pretty solid favorite coming in. To my way of thinking, they're just better than Florida, but a good win for Barry Trotz. In the NBA, a little bit of a surprise at halftime. Brooklyn, which has a really depleted roster, leads Milwaukee 73-65. And there's one game going on right now in Major League Baseball. Target Field in Minneapolis. The Twins, who are really good, lead Pittsburgh 3-0, bottom of the second. And that's the one Major League game that is going right now. So, Terry, I don't know if you've seen this, but it has gotten out who two of the Cardinals are that have the virus that has forced a bunch of these cancellations. Future Hall of Fame catcher Yadier Molina and a really good shortstop in Paul DeJong.
Ooh, yeah, those are two key pieces right there for the Cardinals. They can't afford to be with those two for very long if they're going to contend.
I also kind of think, Terry, that baseball is not going to be able to go through much more of this. I think they've done a good job so far of not just completely cracking when the bad news happens. But you do wonder how much of this can they really sustain?
Yeah, you do. I mean, this is what, three teams that have been infected with the virus, the Marlins, the Phillies, and now the Cardinals. And, you know, certainly they can't afford to have very many more go down because there's going to be a backlog of games. I was watching the Yankees-Phillies game last night, and they were talking about how, I guess, there are the math is really tough on the Phillies because I think there's 57 days left in the regular season, and or 56 days left in the regular season, and the Phillies had 57 games left on the schedule because of the cancellations.
Yeah. Here's the first of several college football notes. Watson, TCU coach Gary Patterson apologized today for repeating a racial slur when instructing a player to stop using the word in team meetings, and that led to a group of players skipping practice on Monday. Horned Frogs linebacker Dylan Jordan accused Patterson on Twitter of using the slur during an incident Sunday in practice, and then Patterson was quoted as saying, "I met with our seniors and leadership council last night about how we move forward as a team together. We are committed as individuals and as a program to fighting racial injustice of any kind. I apologize for the use of a word that in any context is unacceptable."
Yeah, when I read that, it shocked me. I was very surprised that there was any word used, even though I don't think it was toward anybody. But you just don't do that, George. And I'm glad Gary has accepted it and apologized for it, and not trying to squirt around it in any way. I'm glad to see that, but I was very surprised that word was used in any shape, form, or fashion.
Are you shocked he's been there as long as he has? I thought somebody would come get him at some point.
I think they have, probably. Gary's happy there. He's been there a long time. He was an assistant there with Dennis Franchione and moved up as the head coach. And so he's got an awful lot of ties there now. I think he remarried while he was there, so doesn't surprise me. I think they're taking good care of him and paying him well and giving him what he needs. I know we played him in Tech, if you remember, in my latter years, and the facilities they built than when I was going out there at Oklahoma or at Rice. When I was at those two schools, the facilities today compared to then, wow. So they've done a good job of giving him what he needs. It is a good job if you commit to it. That is a good football job, and because you're going to get a lot of those fast kids out of Texas, man. So, it doesn't surprise me. I do think there's been people that have made overtures toward him, George, but I think he pretty much nicks some quick. Gary's not one to use it and try to get this or that, or that's really not his bag.
I'll keep people updated throughout on what's going on. Arizona is on a power play right now, and UC Soros has come up big twice during this power play again. He has been rock solid early. 2-0 Predators, 3:15 to play in the first period. Terry, word out of Indianapolis is a little reversal of course, and apparently no fans will now be allowed at the Indy 500. And I think the week that that thing happens, I think is the 23rd of August.
That's interesting, you know, because as you know, it normally happens Memorial Day weekend, and no fans for the Indy 500 is certainly going to be different because, you know, NASCAR had agreed to allow fans. You know, they're not a full house, but they had agreed to allow fans. I'm a little surprised that as big a track as that is and as many people that it sees, that they're not allowing at least a few people in.
Watson, I don't know if you have seen this story. If you haven't, we'll certainly talk about it with Lee Fowler later. The Sun Belt Conference has apparently announced what looks like an 8-game schedule, and it looks like they will begin their season Labor Day weekend or earlier. So apparently they're going with the strategy, the earlier, the better.
Well, honestly, George, you look at it two ways. If you start early, it gives you more weeks in between if you've got a problem to be able to correct it and play in this week or that week if you've got teams that fall out for a week here or week there. So there's two ways to look at it. I have not seen it because I'm driving back. Are they on a conference-only schedule, George?
I think so. Keep talking. I'll try to pull this up.
Okay. But I understand what they're doing, and I think there's two ways to look at it. Back it up and see if, number one, see if everything's in more control and let it go, or start early with these weeks in between your games where you've got more open dates, and now you can reschedule a game if you have a problem with the team. So there's two ways to look at it to me.
Here's what they have announced. Members will play 8 conference games with the option to have up to 4 non-conference games. The season is slated to start on Labor Day weekend, though non-conference games could theoretically be scheduled in week 0. A number of non-conference games involving Sunbelt schools have already been canceled as power conferences move on to either conference-only or plus-one schedules.
So basically they didn't do anything. They're just playing the normal schedule.
Well, it looks like they're giving the conference members the option for some non-conference games if they can pull it off.
Yeah, and I would bet you that wouldn't you think that would be if they can get a money game and go somewhere. I can't see why any of them would want to add an extra game just to pay somebody to come and play them, because money's such an issue right now. Now, wouldn't you see it that way?
Yep, absolutely.
That's
by the way,
I would think. So we'll watch it and see.
By the way,
I'm anxious to see what some of these FCS schools that are playing Conference USAs or something like that. If Conference USA loses their big games, why would they want to keep somebody they got to pay money to and bring them in for that reason? So it works both ways.
Because let's face it, in that conference, nobody's exactly rolling in the dough.
No, not at all. They're fighting for their lives, I'm promising.
Terry, I got one for you before we go to the break.
All righty.
There are now two ways that an NFL player can opt out of the 2020 season after the Thursday deadline. Have you seen this?
I saw a little bit on it. One of them, I think, is that if there are some sort of extenuating health circumstances and things like that, is one of them. What's the other one?
Well, number one, a new diagnosis reveals that the player has a high-risk condition. Number two, a player's family member dies, is hospitalized, or has otherwise moved to a medical facility because of COVID-19 or related condition. As of this morning, 45 NFL players have opted out for 2020.
I don't think that number is going to be the final number. I bet you there'll be a few more.
Well, let me ask this. Do you think the NFL is surprised by this number?
I don't think they can be surprised by it. I mean, you see what's going on in the other sports, and football may be the most vulnerable of all of them simply because of the amount of contact that's involved. I don't think they can be too astonished by this in terms of, you know, guys looking out for themselves and deciding not to play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on it. Anyway, we'll wait and see on all of that. Let me tell you a little bit about what we have coming. After the break, we'll get into a bad Monday night in Hotlanta, GA. If you're a Braves fan, it could not have been worse. At 2:40, my buddy Todd Hamilton will join us. He's going to tell us about a new college baseball league that is including Hendersonville in its lineup for next season. And then at 3 o'clock, Lee Fowler will join us, and we'll get into our weekly visit with all of the COVID-19 NCAA football issues. I think we need some music. Two nothing Preds at the end of one period. Here's the way it happened. Nick Bonino with a goal about 7 minutes in that gave the Predators the lead. Then UC Saros stood on his head on an Arizona barrage that had five shots on goal within a 45-second period. And then the Preds got a little lucky. Ryan Johansson made it 2-0. On a goal that went through the old five hole. The goaltender got fooled. Preds 2-0 at the end of one. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville's sports radio.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated and took home the win from New Hampshire. Up next, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile. Every single weekday right here.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
As we welcome all of you back, Preds 2-0 at the end of one. In a game they desperately need to win. Goals by Nick Bonino and Ryan Johansson. And we will keep you updated throughout our show as to what's going on. And hopefully this will end up being one they can cruise home, because there's some pressure in game two. It's a game they've got to win. Anyway, Terry, you knew before we ever got in here today that we were going to talk about Mike Soroka's injury. This is absolutely a devastating blow to the Braves.
No doubt about it. I mean, I felt bad. I knew that the Braves were already kind of short on starting pitching, and to lose the guy who's really their ace is just devastating. I think, you know, not only are they going to have some of these other guys that you've mentioned, like Kyle Wright and Sean Newsom, now have to step up even more and be more consistent. I really think that if they're, even though it's a short season, I really think that the Braves are probably going to have to explore the trade market. And the problem with that is that in a 60-game season, there's only a handful of teams that probably consider themselves out of it. You know, the Pirates, the Giants maybe, the Royals. You know, those are really the only the three of a, maybe just a handful, five or six teams that might be out of it. And you don't know if they even really have that many assets to trade.
Terry, I personally would not waste the assets on this year. I don't think anything about this year, this season, is worth it, because the odds are probably no better than 50-50 that you play a full season anyway.
Well, that is very true. But, you know, I know that it's disappointing, you know, for you and a lot of other Brave fans, because I think you guys felt like that if the starting pitching held up, that this was a team that could go pretty far in the postseason, maybe even to the point of giving the Dodgers a run for their money for the pennant.
Watson, I know you like their everyday lineup, just like I do, a bunch. Number one, they're young, they're fun, they never seem to be out of a game, but this is a real killer.
George, I'm telling you, I like them. I don't think they're that far from the Dodgers' first group. Now, pitching they are. But what I think I'd do, I'd just take these young dudes that we got, and I'd just throw them out there and see if we can stay in games. But I would not give up some of those fielders or whatever hitters to go get me pitching right now. No way. No way I would do that. I'd wait till the offseason and try to fix it. And some of these come back. But at the same time, there's some young ones they really need to throw out there. And now with the heat on them, let's see what they do. They may get a whole lot better because of that. And you may end up with a couple of pitchers out of this for next year that could really help you. I'm not saying give up on this year at all, because their lineup is so good that they're going to be in every game. I don't care if the pitching's just less than average. They're going to be around, because they find ways to score runs now. And so that's what I would do. I would sit tight. I'd throw all these young aces, young ones they got that they think have potential, and I'd let them go.
So, Watson, you're the doctor in this deal. Tell us about an Achilles tendon and how long. What's realistic as far as next year for Soroka?
They need to operate on them as quick as they can, George. It's I've had athletes do it more than I want that have torn Achilles, and it's probably a good 9 months. And before you're just, I mean, you're ready to go again. Now, you may be before that, but, you don't want to push an Achilles. You do not want to tear that thing again. So it is a serious injury in a rehab way. It's very fixable. He'll be fine. But the rehab with an Achilles tendon is long and hard and painful. I've watched some of my athletes now. They have to work hard to get themselves back. He's young. He's in his 20s. He's going to be fine. But they need to fix him, because they want him ready by spring, by the time they get to their springtime. And he's going to be pushing that right now. So he needs to be operated on. I don't know if they already have, but they need to fix him pretty quick.
Terry, go ahead. Sounded like you had something.
Well, you just, you know, you feel really bad for the Braves and Soroka, you know, because he was really coming into his own. Looked like he was going to be, their ace for this season and maybe for many years to come. I think he can still do that. But, you know, the one thing that and I guess it probably works in his favor now if the NL goes ahead and adopts the DH, because – usually, with an Achilles, you know, I remember when Dan Marino tore his Achilles, you know, he never had a lot of mobility to begin with, but he had zero mobility after that. He basically stood in the pocket, even walked with a little bit of a limp, it seemed like. And you certainly hope that Soroka doesn't have that, because that could hinder him and affect him as he goes forward, not only in baseball but in life.
So here's where I think they're going with what they're going to do. First of all, Sean Newcomb will end up starting tonight. Sean Newcomb has a ton of natural ability. Personally, I think he's a little bit of a rockhead. I've not been impressed with the mental part of Sean Newcomb at all. And when I watch him, I don't see him having mastered the strike zone one bit better than 3-4 years ago when he came up. He's had some moments. He had a no-hitter for 8 2/3 against the Dodgers a couple of years ago. There's no question. There's all the physical talent in the world in Sean Newcomb. But right now, I don't think anybody has any confidence in his ability whatsoever. Then there is Kyle Wright from Vanderbilt, and Kyle Wright's kind of a mystery right now to their organization. There is no question he's got big league stuff. In watching him, he pitched better Sunday in that he didn't give up any runs. He had base runners all over the place, had a huge pitch count, and so he was only able to go 4 innings. He's another one I don't think they trust right now. But really, because of the circumstances, they have no opportunity to do anything but run those two out there every fourth or fifth day. And Watson, if no matter what, we're going to know at the end of the season really what those two were about.
Absolutely. You probably would have without this injury, but for sure now. I think that's why I say any of your young prospects you've got in this shortened season, I would put them on the mound, man. I'd give them a shot against all these really good hitters in short periods of times with a lot of games and see how they come out. You're going to know so much more than you would have if you're pitching them here and you're pitching them there a little bit. But anybody I think is a prospect and is ready in your mind to at least not embarrass themselves and go out there and take these major leaguers on, I'd put them out there, George.
Terry, the third one is Touki Toussaint, who threw a 4-shutout inning start Saturday against the Mets. They didn't expect a whole lot more from him because he's been in the bullpen up until that point. He now will become, at least for now, a permanent fixture in their rotation. I bet you didn't know this because I didn't know it either. Touki Toussaint originally committed to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I think somebody said that yesterday. That's interesting, you know, and they're going to need him. They're going to need him to step up. And I think, you know, when you have an injury like this and you're already kind of pitching starved, it's every man on deck, you know. Every man on deck for the Braves right now. Makes you wonder, you know, if they can get Cole Hamels back, that would be a nice little boost for them.
You know what I say to that, Terry?
What's that? Counting on it too much.
No, I mean, first of all, I don't believe for a minute the Braves signed him with the belief that he was going to be out this long. I don't know if he was a little deceptive in what he told them. I'm just positive that the Braves didn't sign Cole Hamels so that he could pitch in September.
That may be the case. How much extra pressure does this put on a guy like Max Fried now to step up and be the ace of this rotation?
You know what, Terry? I don't think it'll bother him at all. I think he's a California kid with a lot of cool, who sometimes gives you the look like he has no idea what's going on, but he is lethal. He is an emerging, you know, if he wasn't the ace, he was a damn good number two. To me, the two options that they've got right now are they will either call up Ian Anderson, who is considered their best pitching prospect that they have not seen on the major league level, or Bryce Wilson, who has had a couple of other stints with the big club and frankly has done okay. He hadn't lit it up, but he's certainly been a damn sight better than either Kyle Wright or Sean Newcomb, but doesn't seem to have gotten nearly the play in their organization that Newcomb and Kyle Wright have gotten.
Well, he may get it now.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
George, have I got time to bring something up real quick?
Sure.
Do you guys think that this shortened season and messed up spring training, we all said pitchers are the ones you worry about the most. I just worry about this injury happening because they just didn't get that spring training and then go right into the season like you're supposed to. And that he had this injury is what I'm getting at.
Well, let me ask you this. You're closer to being the doctor here than we are. You've been a commissioner. You've been an athletic director. You've been a football coach. Now, as a doctor, is that what you thought when you saw the play?
I thought it was an Achilles immediately when I saw it, yes. When I saw him go down, when you sprain an ankle, and I've seen so many of these injuries, when you sprain an ankle, you see the ankle wiggle, or you sprain a knee, you see the knee kind of wiggle. Man, George, he went down. I mean, he pushed to go and boom, went to the ground. And I said, oh my gracious, I think it's an Achilles. And a lot of Achilles happen when you're not in just great shape. I'm not saying he wasn't in shape. I'm just saying, would this be what we're all worried about with some of these players, that they're going to be playing so fast now in so many games and had so much time off that we could see more of these type injuries as we go, especially the pitchers?
Terry, which to me begs the question, Why not let the rosters go to 35 and bring all these kids up here and quit playing games with it?
I don't disagree with that because, I mean, you're already seeing a lot of teams where the starters can't get through the fourth inning and they're having to, you know, wipe out the bullpen on a consistent basis. You know, I mean, even the top pitchers like Garrett Cole is working into the sixth or seventh inning. I find that actually remarkable that he's able to do that here at the start. But most guys, if the starter can get you to the fifth inning, right now, the way things are, most teams will take it.
Okay, after the break, my buddy Todd Hamilton, who is a sportscaster up in the Hopkinsville area, is going to join us. Todd has done a lot of play-by-play on a lot of different sports, but he has been, for the last few years, doing play-by-play in a summer league that goes on up near his area. And he reported back to me that Hendersonville is going to get one of these teams next summer. He will join us to talk about it next. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at LynchTreeService.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Blaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, here's the update on the Preds game. Nashville leads Arizona 2-0. They are 3 minutes into the second period. If you're just joining us, the Preds open the scoring 7 minutes in. Nick Bonino with his 19th career postseason goal, and then they really got lucky on goal number two. Ryan Johansson caught a goaltender napping and threw it past the old five hole, and that's where we are right now. 2-0 Preds, 16:50 to play in the second period. Now, as I mentioned earlier, good buddy of mine, Todd Hamilton, who works in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, sent me a text yesterday, and he said, the Ohio Valley Baseball League, this is not the OVC, but the Ohio Valley Baseball League is getting a 10th team in Hendersonville for next season. Todd broadcasts for the team up in the Hopkinsville area and joins us by phone. Todd, appreciate your sending me the info.
Well, glad to do it, George. And you know, this is an exciting time for the Ohio Valley Baseball League as we do get the 10th team in Hendersonville. It evens things out in the league. Each division, however they decide to do it, will have five teams on each side. And, you know, reading a little bit about the new team, Full Count Rhythm, they're going to play out in Hendersonville at Drake's Creek Park. And seeing some pictures of their stadium, it appears they have a beautiful facility to play in.
So, Todd, the only reason I know anything is because you invited me up to a game last summer, and I came up there one night. Mm-hmm. Tell people what kind of league this is.
This is the Ohio Valley League. They've been around since 2012. Hopkinsville actually joined the league that year. And it's kind of funny how Hopkinsville ended up getting a franchise. They talked about it a couple of years beforehand, and in 2011, they brought two teams that are still in the league now, Madisonville, Kentucky, which is 30 minutes north of here, and Owensboro. They brought them for an exhibition game down here one night just to gauge interest, and it was almost a full house. So the idea came after that to try to get a team in Hopkinsville. And matter of fact, I was kind of involved in the early steps of it, serving on the board for a couple of years. And the team took off in 2012. They won their first championship. Your buddy and mine, Grayson Crawford, was the coach at that time, and he was here his first stint for a couple of years and then coached here last year before some commitments made it where he couldn't coach the team anymore. But Hopkinsville's been very successful in this league, and we have teams in Franklin, Kentucky. We also have a team in Madisonville, as I mentioned, Paducah, Fulton, Owensboro, Henderson, Kentucky, which is right up on the river, and Du Bois County, Indiana, which has a very well-known stadium that they play in. It's called League Stadium, and it was the stadium used in the movie A League of Their Own.
Really?
Columbia Pictures paid big money and redid that stadium for them. And, George, you'll get a kick out of this.
Todd. Todd, yeah. Hold on here a minute. Okay, that's really good news. I got to check and see who scored. I think it was Callie Yarncroke. 3-0 Preds, 6 minutes into the second period. They are kicking butt and taking names in Edmonton. Go right ahead, Todd.
Well, that's a great thing that the Predators are bouncing back after that tough loss on Sunday. But anyway, George, you'll get a kick out of this. Some of the chairback seats that are in that stadium came from a place you and I have been to watch games in the past, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
Oh, my God. I spent a lot of time there as a kid.
I know you did.
So are we talking college players? What are we talking about?
College players, a lot of them are freshmen, sophomores. You do get a few juniors and seniors. They are kids that coaches at their schools think they have some potential to help their club, and they send them, you know, to get some summer work in. And, you know, these teams have players from, you know, big-name schools, not so very well-known schools, junior colleges, and such as that. So, you know, you get a chance to spend, you know, 20 nights a summer in your town watching these kids play. They play with a wooden bat. It's just like the, you know, the old days, if you will. And it's really good baseball. And I know you had a chance to come up and experience it with me one time last year. And I think you were very, very impressed with how it went.
Absolutely. Todd Hamilton is on the line with us. He's a sportscaster up in the Hopkinsville area. And Watson, give him a question or two. And I apologize for hogging this.
Todd, how do they pay these kids? Because I know the NCAA, they can't pay them. Do they give them jobs? Do they work during the day, play at night? How does that work?
What they do, Watson, is that they actually pay to play. It's like a $600 fee to play, and they are allowed, if they want to take a summer job during the day and do some work, and some of them do, they do that, or, you know, they all stay with host families. That is the biggest thing in all of this, is that these cities have host families. And here in Hopkinsville, I know we've been very successful over the years with host families, and that's how these kids get the chance to come and play. And, of course, they're recruited, if you will, by the coach of the team, whoever that might be. They of course, have connections with coaches at all levels. And they say, hey, I'm looking for kids to play on my team this summer. And coach might reach out to our coach and say, hey, I got a couple of kids I want to send you. And that's how we get these kids here to play. They have 35. They can have up to 35 on the roster, but only 25 can play at a time. But you can keep some. For example, if you've got a pitcher that only can pitch for a month, kid can come in and play a month, and then you've got some guys in reserve that you can bring in to take their place. Or, you know, if somebody gets injured, let's say, during the season, and we've had this happen, you know, the waiver wire, as I call it, goes out, and they find, you know, folks to take kids' places, whether they're pitchers and such. You know, some pitchers are on a number of innings that they can pitch, and some of these kids over the years that we've learned about, you know, are coming back from shoulder surgery or Tommy John surgery, and their coaches say, hey, I want them to pitch 40 innings or 60 innings. And when you get to that plateau, you just stop them. And, you know, hitters, it doesn't affect nearly as much. And fielders, it doesn't affect really as much, unless they've been injured during the season or what have you. So, but there's a lot of neat stories. And, you know, we get a chance to meet a lot of kids from around the country. And the one great thing we've had here is a lot of kids, you know, still talk to this day about how much they've enjoyed coming here and playing in the summertime. I still get messages from kids in Texas that have played. Matter of fact, today I saw a tweet from one of the players from last year, and he was saying that his baseball career is over. And, you know, I sent him a message and, you know, said, enjoyed watching you play for the Hoppers. And he was nice enough to write back and say thank you. So you form some friendships for life out of this. And, you know, this franchise here has been very successful. And I really think the one in Hendersonville is going to be tremendous with the stadium they have to play in. And, you know, with the recruiting base right there in Nashville, I mean, my goodness, when you got Lipscomb and Vanderbilt and Trevecca and other schools within range that you can recruit kids from, I think they're going to be a very solid ball club next year.
Hey, Terry, can you sacrifice your question to Todd?
Sure, I guess so.
You're going to have to. Let me bring on a caller who happens to be Grayson Crawford, who is the pitching coach at Lipscomb University. Grayson, how are you?
I'm doing good. George, me and Brian are just listening to the show. Figured we'd call in today.
Well, tell us in 90 seconds or less what we're getting here.
I think you're I'll take 45 seconds. I'll let Brian answer the other 45. I think you're getting a family environment that's going to have some really good quality baseball. And I think, honestly, it'll surprise people, but I think you're getting an extension of what Nashville already has, which is a lot of great college baseball, but also a lot of great family environment and family fun.
Brian Ryman is on the staff at Lipscomb as well, and he's on the line with us. Brian, how much will the schools in this area use this league and this team?
You know, tremendously. You know, I've been in some of those discussions with the team and just sharing my experiences from my time with the Outlaws and the Prospect League. And, you know, I know we're going to send guys. I've already had discussions with the Belmont guys. They're going to send guys. I know Coach Corbin was really behind it as well. And, you know, I think this is just the start of something that's going to continue to grow.
Hey, I need you all to keep listening to the show. Who knows? You may double the audience for all I know. But I'm up against a break, so Grayson, Brian, I got to say goodbye to you guys.
Thanks for taking us, man.
Make sure you send that check that you promised us.
Yeah, good luck on that. Watson, by the way, I forgot to give you your check earlier today. Yes, thank you. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to come on with us.
Anytime, feel free to call, and we'll talk to you about anything you want to talk about, so... Enjoy the time as always, and we'll see you soon.
Todd Hamilton, good friend of mine, a sportscaster up in the Hopkinsville, Kentucky area. We'll wrap up hour number one, give you a Preds update when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microbes.
microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage.
Okay, here is the latest from Edmonton. 3-0 Predators, 8:29 to play in the second period. The Preds goals, Nick Bonino, Ryan Johansson, and now Cali Yarncroak in a game that they absolutely have to win. They're off to a terrific start. We'll hope it continues. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up next.